or before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour, hour number two, here on this Tuesday, April 28, 2026 edition. Greatly appreciate Ian Murphy and the two locations that they own. The old downtown location there on Main Street is now prohibitioned. Completely different themed restaurant. It's a speakeasy during the prohibition days. And the linen tablecloths, linen table settings, all of it is completely different. It's small plate, kind of high-end chef food from Chef Ben. I didn't get to talk to Ian about that, the different items on the menu. But Vicky and I are going to go over there. We're going to go check it out. And, of course, the Iron Pig Smokehouse is now located at 4029 Old 27 Highway. You get off I-75 south of town, not exit 282 to go to downtown Main Street, but the exit 279 south. When you get off that exit, go south 1 mile down Old 27. And it's on the east side of the road across from Otsego Lake. So greatly appreciate that. You'll be hearing new commercials soon. Greatly appreciate him updating that. Let's see. Where did that go? Oh, there it is. Yeah, I had a text message wanting to know the new location. And they said they definitely, like us, want to go try out the new prohibitioned old Iron Pig site and check that out. Got a memorial notice to the radio station. Former U.S. Senator Don W. Regal Jr., who represented Michigan in Washington, D.C. for 3 decades, and also who reflected the shifting current of American politics. He died on Friday. He was 88 years old. Regal, a Flint native, served in Congress from 1967 to 1995. First as a Republican in the U.S. House before switching parties, ultimately becoming a Democratic U.S. Senator. Over the course of his career, he built a reputation as being independent-minded lawmaker, willing to break with party orthodoxy, particularly during the tumultuous political climate of the 1970s. Born February 4, 1938 in Flint, Regal graduated from the University of Michigan and later earned an MBA from Michigan State University before entering politics. After his degree, before entering politics, he had also worked in the auto industry, an experience that shaped his focus on manufacturing, labor, and economic policy throughout his career. Regal was first elected to U.S. House of Representatives in 1966 as a Republican representing mid-Michigan. In 1973, amid the growing divisions within the Republican Party during the Watergate era, he left the Republican Party, briefly became an independent, and then soon joined the Democrat Party. He was elected to the U.S. Senate the year I graduated high school in 1976. defeating the U.S. Representative Marv Esch for an open seat that was vacated by U.S. Senator Phil Hart. While in the Senate, Rego chaired the Banking Committee and played a very central role in the financial regulation debates during a period marked by economic volatility and chaos. He was also the key figure in investigations into the savings and loan crisis of the late 1980s and early 1990s. He chaired the committee regarding the quote-unquote Keating Five controversy. There was a group of senators criticized for their dealings with savings and loan executive Andrew National Security during the Bill Clinton presidential administration. Despite that episode, Rego remained a significant voice on economic issues, housing policies, and veterans' concerns. In the early 1990s, he led efforts to investigate the military's exposure of service members to chemical agents during the Gulf War. He pressed the Pentagon for answers and greater transparency. Rego chose not to seek re-election in 1994, stepping away from public office after serving nearly 30 years in Congress. In retirement, he remained active in policy circles, advocacy work, particularly on issues related to public health and government accountability. Michigan Democratic Party Chair Curtis Hertel Jr. said Senator Don Rego was a tireless advocate for his hometown of Flint and the entire state of Michigan. Today, we are saddened to hear of his passing. Throughout his time in office, Senator Rego was a champion for Michigan workers and stood against harmful foreign wars, unfair banking practices, and discrimination. He was a dedicated public servant who co-sponsored the Equal Credit Opportunity Act. And Senator Rego's legacy demonstrates the power of conviction and compassion. The Michigan Democratic Party mourns the passing of Senator Rego, and we are thinking about his family during this difficult time. Funeral arrangements have not yet been announced. So that memorial notice was sent to the radio station, and I wanted to get it on the air today and into the podcast, which, by the way, we are working on reformatting our podcast. There's going to be a completely new format layout, a new server, and they will be the old-fashioned click on it and listen. Some computer glitch has converted our podcasts into videos, and they don't even open right now on the website. So we're working on that, and we'll let you know when they have been restored. Getting back to the budget, the House passed their version of the budget, sent it to the Senate. Now the Senate Democrats are working on their budget. They, the Senate Democrats, want the fiscal year 2027 budget to be passed along with a new revenue sharing trust fund, quote unquote, which will automatically store a portion of Michigan's sales tax revenues and disperse it to counties and local governments. In addition to meeting last Thursday to send the rest of its budget recommendations to the chamber floor, the Senate Appropriations Committee moved Senate Bills 559, 561, and Senate Bill 912. During the meeting, Senator John Kerry, Democrat of Flint, who chairs the Senate General Government Appropriations Subcommittee, described how municipalities are funded by both revenue sharing that is statutory. Folks, that's in our state constitution. Subjected to each year to the whims of the legislature. And another stream that is also constitutionally protected. These bills aim to create more certainty around the former. Cherry said what the revenue sharing trust fund bills would do would create a slice of the sales tax that would get put into a trust fund. That fund would then pay out revenue sharing according to a standard formula. The revenue that locals would receive would be in line with what's happening with the sales tax currently. However, as sales tax revenues go up, so would revenue sharing. Under the bills, which are rooted in a proposal initially introduced back in November of 2017, 9 years ago, during the Republicans' trifecta, Republican control of the House, the Senate, and Governor Rick Snyder, 8.9% of what's collected from the 4% piece of the sales tax on the rate, the tax rate of transactions would go into that trust fund. This would replace the statutory system where legislators redetermine it every budget-making system every single year. I'm going to stop right there. Why don't you guys do a two-year budget? Other states have been doing it for years. Why do we have to go through this budget pain in the butt every single spring and early summer with you guys? If you came out with a two-year budget, school districts would be able to budget a year in advance. You guys have got to start thinking outside the box. Well, there's some response. Michigan Municipal League, what do they have to say? We'll wrap this up. Final segment, hour number two. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659. Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at FuelCastTV.com.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment, hour number two. Democrat state senators want to create a revenue-sharing trust fund for local governments. John LaMacchia II, director of the State and Federal Affairs for the Michigan Municipal League, projects the fund would put aside $625 million to cover the payments to local governments. Constitutional revenue sharing provides 15% of Michigan's 4% sales tax, which it isn't anymore. What is our sales tax in the state of Michigan? Well, that 6% never got changed in the revenue sharing. So the old 4% sales tax that is in the Constitution per the 1963 Constitutional Convention would direct not only the 15% of the 4% of the sales tax directed to cities, villages, and townships, and not the county governments. Because that amount to the county depends on the legislators' yearly decision-making. Right now, we are subject to the annual appropriations process, LaMacchia said, and that really doesn't tie us to the economy directly. It just sort of ties us to whatever the appropriators do at any given point in time, any given year. By taking resources that local governments are receiving through this fiscal year through statutory sharing, LaMacchia explained that a trust fund recognizes that Michigan needs to invest in our local communities to give them a predictable revenue source that allows them to rise and fall with the economy. In some cases, we've had to cut services. We've looked at growing unfunded liabilities in other areas, particularly now when we're talking about income tax and property tax reforms and how high property taxes have become in certain places. Some of that is an extension because we had to turn to the ballot and ask the voters to help us fund some of those basic services. Because the state resources through statutory revenue sharing was not provided. During last Thursday's meeting, Judy Allen, Government Relations Director of the Michigan Townships Association, presented a stack of more than 500 phone calls supporting the fund, stating that she and LaMacchia have received from their association members. Allen explained how statutory revenue practices were first established back in the 1930s by our Michigan lawmakers over the years, going through different formulas and impacted negatively during economic downturns. Following the Great Recession, Allen said 36 townships by 2010, just 16 years ago, had been cut down to zero when it came to the old statutory revenue sharing formula. We appreciate the work that the legislature did at the beginning of the fiscal year 2025, where all local units were brought back in at some funding level. But these bills before you today are very, very important for our township members. It is an investment that helps them maintain their infrastructure, keeps their community safe, and their economic areas running. Transcript of the April 23rd meeting last Thursday is attached to this news story. As I went through it this morning before the show, I think this is somewhat of a good idea. I'd like to see the House Republicans have a conversation with the Senate Democrats to see exactly where this is needing to go, because most, if not all, of the five Republican gubernatorial candidates want to eliminate the state income tax and or the property taxes. If either one of those are eliminated in the state of Michigan, that would help our economy, help bring people back to our state, help bring jobs, businesses back to our state. They're going to have to figure out local revenue sharing. The money needs to go to the counties, the local townships, cities, and villages, not spent by the bureaucratic agencies, departments in Lansing. I have been calling for this for years. Well, because of the discussion primarily started by Carla Wagner of Ax My Tax to eliminate property taxes, which Pastor Ralph Rebant on the ballot for the Republicans to be the next governor is totally supportive of Carla's Ax My Tax program. Perry Johnson's looking at it. And all of them, I believe, want to do some form of reform on both the state income tax and the property taxes. Well, the lawmakers in Lansing are seeing the writing on the wall. Why? Because every 8 years, we get a new opposite party governor. Michigan is due for a Republican governor this year. Hour number three of today's show, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From noble new tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat.
And terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.